Okay, let's talk a little bit about deconstruction, shall we? So, if you're not familiar with the term, deconstruction, in the Christian faith at least, refers to a process where individuals critically examine their beliefs. They often question and reevaluate their faith. It's a term you've maybe seen on social media, by a lot of ex-evangelicals, some ex-pastors. They've gone through this deconstruction phase, and it can greatly vary from person to person. There's some common steps which I'll go into, but it's a deeply, deeply personal journey. And not everyone goes through the same steps at the same time, but it's becoming more and more apparent. And while I'm here to champion everyone who has questions, everyone who has doubts, what I also believe mysticism can be such a healing tool for is those in the deconstruction process to start what I like to call the reconstruction process, right? So if the deconstruction process is breaking down your belief, right? The first step is often doubt and discomfort. So there's doubt, there's discomfort. It's usually to do with organized religion. It might be triggered by some theological questions, some concerns. There's quotes in the Bible that people just take out of context and they throw them up there. And then all of a sudden, one day, you go, wait a second. Like, is that true? Is that true, or is that just what I've been taught to believe? Thus starts the deconstruction process. It's really taking a look, and I think everyone should do it. I honestly believe that everyone should go through the deconstruction process so that you know exactly where your faith stands. So you know what you believe in. And if you don't even know where to start, I've got a free spiritual exploration guide, side note, plug, because there's questions like, what is God? Do you believe in gurus? Right? There's a lot of questions that we don't even know to ask ourselves because we follow what we've been taught from children, or we've been follow what we've been taught by organized religion, and we've gotten in at some point, which is okay. For many, organized religion and church is community, right? It's a safe haven. There's nothing theoretically, like, quote unquote, bad about gathering with others who believe what you believe. Where this deconstruction process comes in is when people start asking themselves, why do I believe what I believe? Is this biblical teaching in line with my personal values? Is there any evidence for my faith? And a youth pastor in my college once told me, and I'll never forget, it was a very, I had an amazing experience in the church. I'll do that in another episode. But the idea came up that faith is not faith if it can be questioned, if it can't be questioned. Faith is not faith if it cannot be questioned. Because if you can't question it, then it's just control. Right? If someone is saying this is what you have to believe, where is the freedom in that? Where is the personal choice? Where is the faith? So, thus starts the deconstruction process. So, we've got the doubt and discomfort. Then there's a lot of questioning doctrine, right? Specifically, the Christian doctrines, the teaching, how people have interpreted scripture, which is warranted. And everyone, again, should do this. Right? Did you know that there's a book called the New Testament? Because it includes a lot of the books that were written around the same time period, but not included in the New Testament because a group of men sat in a room and decided which books should be included in the New Testament. And I don't envy their position. I'm sure in their minds they were doing what they thought was best, right? And now we have a full picture. We have found the Gnostic gospel. We have found the Gospel of Mary. We have found the Gospel of Thomas. And we get to question. We get to go, huh? Okay. So if these books say this and those books say that, and a group of men in power decided what books were allowed and which weren't, hold on a second. What's going on, right? So again, back to this deconstruction process, which isn't bad. It's good. It's good to really take a look at these things and go, wait, now that I have a fuller picture, maybe now that I'm older, maybe now that I'm a little more removed from the day-to-day workings of the church, maybe now that I'm just more in my womanhood, do we say, what do I believe? And what do I want to believe? Which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. In this process, people often explore other belief systems as well. You know, they may go, hold on, I want to go meditate. I want to understand what Buddhist practices are. I think I'm a little more spiritual than Christian. They're looking for their own truth. And they're looking for their own truth outside of Christianity. Sometimes what I've found is that there are a lot of commonalities between these different organized religions. And for me on my quest, it all comes back to love. It all comes back to love. How different people want to practice in silence. I have found that my nature and my view of God and the universe and Christ consciousness, yes, I can feel, and we'll go into this in another time, I can feel the power in the pews and in the church, especially in music, right? When you've got a group field, people are singing. And I can feel it right now sitting in my backyard. There's an energy and there's a current that I believe is accessible to everyone, not just those who the church deems worthy. It's why I love reading and feeling the teachings of the mystics, because it is an embodied love. It's an embodied experience, a personal experience, perhaps outside what organized religion has structured for the masses. And if you go back in history, this isn't new. Right? I was just in Italy, and St. Francis of Assisi and St. Clare, they had visions. They heard God speaking to them, right? They actually experienced much of what some people experience on plant medicine. Would that be okay in today's church? I don't know. I don't know, partially because I've been removed from organized religion for a little bit. But it's worth thinking about, and it's worth feeling. And it's worth going through the deconstruction process. But, and maybe I should say, what I want to iterate is the reconstruction process. So within the deconstruction process, a lot of people may come in contact with their own spiritual trauma. And now what does this mean? It can mean anything from actual physical, verbal, sexual abuse in the church. And it can also mean control by the church. Not being allowed to be who they truly are because the church would not accept them, right? And so sometimes through this deconstruction process, in the unraveling of beliefs of organized religion, they decide to throw out organized religion. They say, that's not for me. What can also happen is that they throw out, along with the church, any semblance of God or something greater because it's so tied in their mind. So during the reconstruction of faith, there are also questions to ask. And I'm not saying that that's bad. If that is the conclusion that you come to, then those are your beliefs. But it's worth exploring the reconstruction process. It's worth sitting with, what elements of my faith do I want to retain? How can I reconcile these new beliefs? What does my spirituality look like now? Am I okay going down a path of my own embodied spirituality? And what role does spirituality play in my life now? And it might be little or it might be great. And in this process, some ultimately leave the Christian faith. They go, whoa, that was a clusterfuck of doctrines and control and whoa. And other people, and I am one of these, consider myself more of a mystic rooted in Christian faith because that's the way I was raised. And I had a beautiful experience in the church. It was my community. There were a lot of acts of service. And I see the value. And I also know that it's run by humans. It's run by humans who are still working out their power struggles, right? Not every church, not every pastor is the same. But learning more about the human experience, learning more about embodiment, about spirituality, about somatic experiencing, right? They all start to paint the picture of what do you believe. So this is a very, very roundabout way of saying the deconstruction process is beneficial. It's beneficial because you get to decide. After years of being told what to believe, you get to decide. And that's one of the reasons that I wanted to create this safe space. It's one of the reasons that Mystic Bloom is coming into existence. It's because I want there to be a safe space to explore spirituality, to ask the questions without feeling like you're going to be shunned. Right? It is perfectly normal and encouraged to sit down and go, wait, what is happening? And am I still in alignment with this? Is this what I believe in my heart of hearts? And if not, what needs to shift? So I highly encourage the deconstruction process and the reconstruction process. I have a free download available, a spiritual exploration guide, which is like a journal with prompts, and there's even a quiz in it to see if you align more with organized religion, with spirituality, or with mysticism. The answers may surprise you, and the beauty is that there's no wrong answer. This is your human experience. This is your spiritual experience. This is your God experience. So thank you for joining me on the journey, and let it continue as we continue this journey of spiritual exploration and mystical awakening.